What's up, guys, gals, and non-binary pals? It's your favorite host, Colton McCormack, and this is the Certified Wrench Podcast. Flying solo today. Had a bit of a crazy week. Didn't have a chance to really schedule anybody, nor did I want to, because I didn't know how this weekend was going to play out. Luckily, it stormed like a motherfucker, so I didn't have to work. You know how it is. Good old work wife, Steven, slacking this week. Took the whole weekend off because, you know, he had family in town, like that's important or something, you know. Whatever. So I was flying solo. I did have a resident technician, but, you know, it's always off balance when, you know, somebody doesn't know how the groove is and blah, blah, blah. You know the deal. So it was kind of crazy, I guess. I guess jumping off of that, you know, I got a couple topics I want to discuss. The first one is employees. Aren't they just fucking fantastic? Finding them, keeping them, losing them, firing them. Luckily, I don't have to deal with hiring and firing just yet. But hanging on to these, well, first of all, let's hold on, back up. Finding people. We've talked about multiple times on this podcast. We've talked about, you know, trying to find somebody that's qualified, that wants to work, understands that you might not get as much hours at certain places that you do in others, and blah, blah, blah. We hired a new guy, and he made it 3 weeks. I knew he wasn't going to work out, but I figured he would make it a little bit longer. Like, you know, maybe 6 months, 8 months, year. Nah, 3 weeks. I don't know if he couldn't handle it. It might have been the part where he called me all the time, and finally I lost my shit on him and said, I don't have a fucking crystal ball. What would you like me to do about a simple starting circuit on a Sakai roller? I don't know if it could have been me. Who knows? He couldn't hang. He wasn't going to be able to hang. But, you know, we could also talk about the fact that people use stupid excuses to quit. My hamster died. I can't take the stress here. So I'm going to have to unload my tools and just drop the truck off when nobody's around, or, you know, look like a little bitch walking out of the shop not saying anything to anybody. You know, how are you going to fucking say that your brother has a heart attack or a stroke, goes into the hospital, and then somehow while he's in the hospital that day, you unload all your tools out of your truck and just say you can't handle the stress of work and drop your truck off all on the same day? I tell you what, if I had a family member in the hospital, that truck would be the last fucking thing on my mind. But we're all different, right? This shit doesn't add up. Anyway, we did, as far as I know, we did hire a new guy. We actually hired a guy for the shop, which is new to me. It's going to be fucking tits. I'm so happy about it. I hope it works out. And I believe we're going to hire another field tech. Kind of have something in the works. I guess we'll see how it plays out. And then there's probably going to be some changes for me at work. I can't really talk about it too much yet, but it's coming. And then I will let you guys know what happens. Oh, this is really hard to do by myself. I actually talked to a feller on the phone today, and he got me kind of pumped up because he's wanting to, he's wanting to me to keep going with this podcast, because there's been times where I don't want to do this goddamn podcast. This is the last thing I want to fucking do on my weekends, and it gets a little tough. And he's telling me, man, you just need to quit your job, get some sponsors, and do this thing full time. Yeah, I don't think I can do that. I got too much on my plate to, you know, try to rely on a podcast and sponsors. Unless my name was Joe Rogan. But I'm going to try to bust my ass more on this thing. You know, hopefully it works out. I've got some stuff planned, you know, trips and stuff all around the podcast. And I am looking forward to that. We're just trying to, I'm going to be going to Louisiana soon. I've said it on other episodes. We're just trying to figure out a date because either I'm busy that weekend or they're busy, vice versa, you know. So, but we'll make it happen. I am super pumped for the episode. I think it's going to be one of the best ones we've done. And a lot of you know who the people are, so should be a good one. I also have, you know, I've got a lot of people lined up. I just haven't scheduled anybody yet, you know, over the phone or over the computer type stuff, because it's just, I've been lucky enough to be able to get people on in person, so I'm just banging those things out. But, you know, I get constant messages like, hey, you should get this type of person on. You should get this type of person on, or you should, you know, you should get this guy on. It's, listen, I understand that you want to hear from this person specifically or this type of work, forklift, blah, blah. You know what's weird? Hold on, time out. I haven't had any forklift technicians. There's, you know, there's certain companies here local to me. I see him all the time. You know, I ran into a guy a couple of weeks ago, I think, at one of the hose places here local. And I said, hey, man, do you listen to podcasts? Yeah, I listen. I'm like, I do this podcast based around heavy equipment, field life, whatever you want to call it. If you're interested, you know, I'd love to have you on. I want a forklift guy on. And I gave him contact information. He looked up the podcast right then and there. If you're listening, hey, dude, I don't remember your goddamn name, but hit me up. I haven't had any. I've got crane technicians, obviously Caterpillar, Deer, you know, all that stuff, all kinds of stuff. But I've never had a forklift guy hit me up. So if you're interested and you're a forklift technician, hit a brother up, make it happen. Especially if you're local, I definitely. And then, kind of off of that, I've been talking to a feller. I just happened to run into him one day at the QT by my work, and kind of just start bullshitting with him, asked him if he listens to podcasts or anything, and gave him my contact information. Said check out this podcast. He hit me up. Kind of gave me his backstory, and I think I am going to have him co-host with me for a mental health episode. So you guys that keep asking for a mental health episode, it's coming. But yeah, I've got plenty of people in every industry in the field technician world, lube techs, you name it. They're waiting. They're coming, I promise. I'm basically booked out, I imagine, into fall, maybe further. So, podcast blowing up. I'm pumped on it. I'm trying to stay motivated. So, you know, I made a lot of friends with this podcast. You know, I talk to a lot of people. It's great. My boy hit me up the other day, old Keldon Stapley. Most of you know him as Ravenlock on Instagram. And he said, hey, man, I've got a topic I want your opinion on. And I said, well, do you want my opinion on the podcast or do you want my personal opinion? He said, well, shit, either way. But I gave him my personal opinion. And it kind of got me thinking about this. And his question was, what is my take on company vehicles and the companies putting forward and rear-facing dash cams, if you will, in their company trucks. He said, we got a few guys that are threatening to quit if the company puts that in their company vehicles, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, yeah, I've heard the same shit. Same with tracking devices, you name it. I'm going to quit if they put that camera in my truck to watch me in their company vehicle. First of all, shut the fuck up. It's not your vehicle. It's a privilege, first and second of all. I forgot where I was at. It's a privilege that you get to drive their company vehicle, and you're even more privileged if you get to drive that vehicle to your house every day. So if this company wants to put in a tracking device, which is a whole nother deal in this, a camera to watch you while you drive, and they might not even be wanting to watch you. They might be getting calls all the time on trucks saying, you know, oh, this guy cut me off, or this guy gave me the middle finger. I've seen it all. And for you to throw a fit because they're wanting to put something in their own vehicle to watch you or forward, you're a bitch. And I think it is a great idea. I think it's a great thing to do. Tracking devices, cameras, fuck logbooks. You don't need a goddamn logbook in a service truck. I think they're great. They're proof. You know, I've ran trucks with tracking devices. I've never had to run a truck with a camera, which, no big deal, I don't care. But I run my own forward and reverse facing camera just in case, because I've been in an accident in a company vehicle. They've tried to blame me for it. And now I run a damn camera. And anytime I get a call or whatever, it's like, here, you want to see my shit? Here you go. I will be glad to prove that I, you know, whatever. And it's saved my ass multiple times. And I was able to help a chick one day, a few months back. This guy I come up to a stoplight, and this box van is in front of me, and the light's red in the turn lane, but it's green in the forward lanes. And we're in the turn lane to turn left. And this guy in the box van decides that he's going to go around this girl and blow through the red light. Well, he cuts the turn too fast and drives over the front of her car, and then tries to drive away in the box van. So I get up next to the girl. I said, hey, follow him. You know, we're going to get him. And I'm in my company vehicle. Anyway, we follow this guy to a parking lot, and he's like, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do this. And like threatening me that, and I said, don't even play the games, bro. Said, I got it all on camera. You want to try me? And he started getting in my face, and I was like, oh boy, let's go. I was ready. Anyway, I was able to pull the footage from my dash cam and give it to this girl, because this guy was in complete denial that he did anything. I said, bro, I got it all on dash cam. So it could be good and helpful in multiple ways. I've had people, you know, I recommend getting dash cams. I've had friends get dash cams, and a friend of mine messaged me recently. Told her get a dash cam or whatever, and she asked what kind I had, gave her the information, never heard back. And not too long ago, she messaged me. She got an accident, and the camera helped her. So it's a CYA thing. I'm all for it. If you're not doing anything illegal in a service truck or whatever you're driving, whatever company vehicle you're driving, then why the hell should you throw a fit that they're putting a camera in to watch you? Same with the tracking device. When I worked for the repo company, we had tracking devices in the trucks that monitored braking, acceleration, hard steering, you name it. And we were getting reports all the time. It's like, sorry that somebody stopped all of a sudden in front of me and I had to slam on the brakes. The dealership I worked at, We had to run logbooks, which I think is fucking stupid. First of all, we were local, weren't going out of the radius in our DOT trucks that we had to have CDLs for. We had to run these logbooks, and they monitored speed and everything. And it pissed me off because if you're not aware of Texas, everything's always under construction here in the roadways. And certain, let's just say you go down the highway and there's an expressway right next to it. Well, your GPS wants you to go on the expressway and you stay on the regular freeway. The regular freeway is 65, the expressway is 75. You get on the expressway. I said that all fucked up, but I get on the expressway. It thinks that you're on the regular freeway. So I'm doing 75 and it thinks you're supposed to be doing 65. So then you're getting speed dings constantly for 20 miles or whatever it is. I just finally told them, you know, whatever, fucking give me a bad driving record at work. I don't care because this is stupid. Or speed limits get changed. So it thinks you're speeding, etc., etc. I digress. But my honest opinion, my professional opinion, I think all company vehicles should have dash cams, whether it's personal or company policy, because it is a great thing. And if you have a problem with that, then you should check yourself. Because, like I said before, it shouldn't be a big deal unless you're doing something wrong. Whatever. Deal with it. I can also talk about this one topic that I just love talking about on the podcast, and it's tooling. Oh, fuck. I just love it so much. But this one's actually a good one. excuse me. Was working on a loader the other day. Was throwing a bucket position sensor code. I already knew what it was because I dealt with it on another one. But before I go and start throwing parts at it, I want to check the wiring harness. And because I knew it was a wiring harness because I had dealt with it. We have these new 644Ps. Jeez. Anyway, 644P. Bucket position sensor out of range or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, I know it's the wiring harness, but I want to make sure, you know, because I've pulled that shit before where you think it's this part and you replace it and it's not. It's the other one. So I get out my, I know it's got a broken wire internally, so, but I get out. I'm all about power probe. I think power probe test light is amazing. I've had multiple, you know, they break over time or wear out. Replace it. Best tool ever. You can give a circuit power or ground. You can test lights. You name it. You can do a lot of shit with these things. But I'm also a huge advocate for the PowerProbe ECT 3000. And I actually just recommended it to somebody last week. I don't remember. Anyway, it's a tool that sits in my truck most of the time, but it's there when I need it, and it's fucking fantabulous. But anyway, I bust out this ECT 3000 power probe wire sniffer, and I disconnect the sensor, and I disconnect the harness at the next point, and I give this circuit power, and it's the ground circuit I know I'm having an issue with, so I'm using my little sniffer along the wiring harness, and it's beep, 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 beep. And my signal gets lower, which indicates, you know, I've got some resistance there or something. So I cut this harness open. I find the ground wire broken. I actually pull the wire apart, and I just decide to go over the harness some more. And I'm still getting signal at that black wire. I'm like, what the hell? It's broken. Like, literally pulled apart. And I realize, you know, I'm plugged into the ground wire. And I'm checking at the next point, and I'm still getting signal. And it's coming from another wire. So I'm like, holy shit. I'm actually, the wires must have been, you know, grounded together, pinched together or something, and internally in the harness. So I was actually getting signal through another wire. It's only a 3-wire setup. So that's one thing that I would like to tell everybody, that if you're going to use one of those, be careful, because you might be getting false signals. But great tool. Highly recommend. And I know they're not that expensive. I think they're only like $120 on Amazon or something. That's another thing. Amazon. Whew, can be dangerous. Tooling. Bought a lot of shit from from Amazon. But yeah, it's what else could I talk about tooling wise? I don't think I have anything else. I did buy a socket from Snap-on because I was missing a 19 millimeter half inch shallow socket. Snap-on guy was there. I'm like, hey man, I need the socket. Might as well buy it. And it actually wasn't that expensive, surprisingly. But ooh, doggy, let's talk about service wrenches. And if you don't know what service wrench is, Google it. I'm not going to explain it. I've been finding myself needing like an 1 5/8, 7/16, 7/8, stubby wrenches, not crow's feet. Well, the service wrenches are nice and thin, have a little bit of a handle on them, work great. So I'm like, you know, you can go to Hobo Freight and get this kit, but they don't have all the sizes you need. And it's only like $66 or something. So Snap-on guy's there. I'm like, hey, man, I'm kind of interested in this set. You know, I could use them. What's a good price on them? And I'm sitting here in my head thinking like $200, $250, $300 at the most. And that's expecting high. And if they were that high, I probably wouldn't have bought them then. But so he gets on, we get on the truck, and he actually gives me a flyer, and he's like, oh, hey, turn it over. So I turn it over and I'm looking, and I'm like, what? You know, and finally I noticed the price, and they're not even a Snap-on product. They're Martin, I think. And it was like a set of 19 millimeter to, no, I take that back, because they were standard. So 3/4 to 2 inch. And it was $535. And it wasn't even a Snap-on product. Blew my mind. I said, absolutely not. Don't need it that bad. Thank you very much. Fuck that. Why is that shit so expensive? Expensive. It costs bags. Speaking of expensive, this is not podcast related. This is personal life related. I own a Harley Davidson. Love my motorcycle. It's not the bike that I wanted. So I've been trying to turn it into the bike that I would like. And so I was discussing it with the Mrs. Certified. You guys may know her. And I said, you know, how stupid would it be if I put this bike back to stock and just traded it on the bike that I want? Instead of spending the tons of money having this thing painted and doing all this stuff to this thing, why not get a decent monthly payment and buy the bike that I've been wanting forever? And she was like, actually, that's not a bad idea. You know, we can look into it. So I've been doing some research, looking at all the HD dealerships, and the one down in Waco had a bike that I really liked and was a good price, you know, decent miles. And like, I could go for that bike. So we decided to take a trip down there a week ago today, Saturday, and take a look at this bike. It wasn't there. So, but the guy's like, hey, I got this other one. It's black. The other one was like a raspberry color, and I just fell in love with the color of it, and I was pumped on it. Anyway, get down there and like, where's all your used bikes, man? You guys don't have shit. Oh, man, they've been selling like crazy, which I don't believe. I just don't think they have a good used, whatever, section. So he shows me this bike, and it's actually a newer bike, less miles, and $1,000 more than the other bike. So I'm like, hell yeah, let's look into it. So they give me a trade-in on my bike, and not bad. I was happy with the trade-in value. And get almost fully contracted. Like, I'm ready to do this thing, and they come back. I give them a price that I want to pay per month, and we go back and forth, and they just couldn't come down to what, like, even close to what I was wanting to pay per month. So I ended up backing out. But then I got the paperwork, and I'm just looking over this paperwork, and why you would buy a motorcycle, a vehicle, anything like that from a dealership and finance it through the dealership is beyond me. I will never finance through the HD financing. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to say the name too much. Gave me a good interest rate, which I was really surprised with, because usually that doesn't happen with motorcycles. So I ended up backing out last minute and said, nah, I'm good. I'll figure something else out. So yeah, it was pretty disappointing, because it was the exact bike that I've wanted forever, which is a Road Glide. The fees, and let's just say it's a trade-in. It only had 2,200 miles on it, and they have a section under the sticker price, which is preparation, which is, I'm assuming, them bringing the bike in, inspecting it, cleaning it up, and putting it out on the show floor. $1,627 they wanted me to pay. And then somebody had bought an extended warranty with the bike, which it was still like, it still had 2 years on the extended warranty. And they were trying to charge for that extended warranty, which made no sense to me, because if you buy a bike and buy an extended warranty, isn't that already included? So even if you trade that bike in, they pay that off. Makes no sense. Anyway, that was $3,000. I'm like, so you want me to pay for $1,500 for 2 years, or a year? You know, 2 years, $1,500 a year. Just made no sense. I can fix my own shit, first of all. So, yeah, it was like $7,000 added onto the sticker price. So basically my trade-in barely did anything. And so I have a feeling I'll just end up selling this bike. Maybe. I might just paint it at this point. If I sell it, then I'll just, you know, do a personal loan and buy something from a private owner like I did with this bike. It's mind-boggling, especially, you know, they really wanted my motorcycle because it's a rare bike and color, and they were all about it. And like, well, then I guess you don't want it that bad because you don't want to work with me. Assholes. I kind of want to jump back to employees and all this stuff, and just know that, you know, you might be getting all these hours and stuff working at a dealership or one of these big companies, but you need to really pay attention to, I guess, your final salary at the end of the year. Maybe take a look at that. Figure out how much taxes are being pulled out, because I've spoken to a friend of mine about pay, and he made the same dollar amount as me, worked a ton of overtime the 2023, and somehow I still made more money than he did at the same hourly rate. So kind of pay attention to that stuff. Sorry for the pause, Jesus. Yeah, I didn't work as much overtime, but you know, you go to work for a private company and get paid weekly, less taxes get taken out, which people can't understand that for some reason. I don't understand what's so hard to figure out that if you get paid less money, less taxes get taken out. So obviously you're getting paid once a week, which is less money because it's not 2 weeks worth of pay. So less taxes are getting taken out. That's not a very hard to process in your brain. You know, you get 2 weeks, I get paid 40 hours. Obviously that's a full 40 hour pay period. If you do 2 weeks, 80 hours, no overtime, you make more money because it's 80 hours on one paycheck, more taxes taken out. Some people don't understand that. Like, no, you still get taken advantage of. It's like, no, it actually saves you money. It's great. If you guys want to talk about that, just hit me up. We can talk about it. I can explain it to you without trying to give too much away on the podcast. Because, you got certain people that listen to this podcast that like to throw fits about things. I'm not pointing any fingers, not saying any names, but fuck off. Anyway, I just want to say to everybody, I appreciate you sticking by the podcast, you know, showing your support, making your donations, everything you do, all the random ass messages from you weirdos. I love it. Apologize if I haven't gotten back to you on certain messages. It's not you, it's me. I've gotten your contact forms lately, but I haven't sent out any questionnaires because I'm trying to take a break, but don't worry, you're still in line. What else do I got to say? This podcast is obviously growing. It's been blowing up. I got a couple people that are interested in sponsoring the podcast. I haven't given too much away on that. And we are currently, you know, in the talks of doing some certain things. And it's just tough for me. You know, obviously with new baby, I make excuses all the time, you know, not being able to put out episodes all the time. I would really like to get back to doing one episode per week. I know you guys love that shit. Right now, it's just not feasible for me. I've got way too much shit going on. But it'll happen. We'll make it happen. I've really got somebody that's lighting fire under my ass, and I'm actually very happy that, you know, they got in contact with me. So, anyway, sorry, it's not a crazy long episode. I didn't talk about anything that you guys want to talk about, and I just rambled, but, I just wanted to get something out there for y'all. Anyway, if you guys need to get a hold of me, obviously, you know the deal, certifiedwrenchpodcast@gmail.com. I really would like you guys to not... I sound like such an asshole. Not message me, you know, about, if you guys like just message me, you know, hey, I love the podcast, thanks for doing it. I understand on my personal, but if you're asking questions or interested in being a guest on the podcast, all that stuff, I've said it on here multiple times how to do it. Shoot me an email, fill out a contact form, whatever. Don't hit up my personal Facebook or Instagram, because I might not get to see it, or I might just ignore it. If you try to add me on my personal Facebook, I won't accept it. I won't accept your friend request on my Instagram. Nothing against you. I just like to keep certain things private, and I apologize for that. You know, follow the podcast Instagram. I no longer have TikTok. I deleted that shit. Fuck TikTok. What else? Check out the website, CertifiedWrenchPodcast.com. If you guys are looking to make a donation to the podcast or buy some merch, you can find the link tree on basically anything. If you can't find it, hit me up. I'll send you the link. With that being said, I think that's it. And I appreciate you guys listening. Until next time, we'll see you.